I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. It's a Monday. That means it's time to talk business. And the best way to do that is to talk with the editor-in-chief of Business Lexington. His name is Eric Carlson. Good day to you.
Good day, Alan.
Let's first talk about what is going on in Frankfurt from a business standpoint, especially the hotel tax and Lexington.
The mayor has been pushing to do a slight increase on the hotel taxes here in Lexington to help pay for the planned Rupp Arena redevelopment. And oftentimes when you talk about a hotel tax or a rental car tax, it's the easiest tax to get through because in most part it doesn't affect the people in the county that are living there, because how often are you going to get a hotel room? How often are you going to rent a car in your hometown? It's mainly aimed at people that would be coming to visit. It was reported that some members of city council had some problems with the way it was handled and would not sign a letter that the mayor was going to take to Frankfurt to try to get this increase through.
Now, this is a House panel that approved this. It hasn't even been taken up in the Senate, correct?
Yes, and the rules of the state legislature is anything dealing with money has to start in the House. So it isn't something that the Senate could have started at first. So it's at this point still up in the air, and time is ticking on the end of the legislative session.
Let's keep with the tax theme. How about the local option sales tax? We had a kind of a key reversal take place last week.
Well, a big roadblock got out of the way with the Speaker of the House, Greg Stumbo, saying after a meeting with the governor that he would now support the ability to have people vote on the chance to once again vote on a local option sales tax, because that's one of the things that they're pushing with this, that if the legislature were to approve a constitutional amendment, it would just give us the right to vote on whether or not we could have the right to vote on raising our own taxes, which is very semantical, but it is an important part for them because they're saying, well, we're not raising your taxes. This is not a raise of taxes. It would allow you to raise your taxes. So now that the Speaker of the House has said he's okay with it, we'll see what comes next.
Again, that would have to make its way through the Senate chambers as well.
Yes, it would. And there was a little bit more optimism for that coming out of Senate leaders, at least at a state chamber dinner a few months ago here in Lexington. We'll see if now that it looks like it's alive, if they're still for it.
But there is opposition. The Kentucky, the local retail federation, not on board.
Well, it would raise taxes on sales. So that's always a concern, that your product would be costing more if sales tax were to go into effect.
All right, let's move in a little different direction and talk about this month marking an important half-century milestone for what used to be a signature product of sorts in Kentucky. And we're talking about Kentucky Fried Chicken, of course now recognized as KFC. But it was 50 years ago that Colonel Harlan Sanders sold the business he started in 1952 to people who would eventually take it national.
John Y. Brown, former governor, but then in his late 20s, early 30s, purchased for $2 million Kentucky Fried Chicken from Colonel Harlan Sanders out of Corbin, Kentucky. And at that point, 600 restaurants had licensed to be able to sell something called Kentucky Fried Chicken. The colonel would drive around and sell his pressure cookers and the recipe and then get a commission on each chicken that was cooked. And after meeting with John Y. and Jack Massey, eventually agreed to sell the company. And as he, the colonel, in his own special way, told a Rotary meeting back in Harlan that he took some city slickers for a lot of money. Though the sad thing was, he was offered stock options for the now $16 billion company with 18,000 stores in 115 countries. And he said, no, that $2 million was just fine with him.
So obviously not the most forward thinking of individuals.
Well, he did launch a brand and did it himself too. Once it sold, he made quite a name for himself, going on the Tonight Show and Merv Griffin as Colonel Sanders.
And think of that iconic bucket, the red and white bucket with the stripes.
I will say, after editing the story last week, I had to go out and buy some fried chicken.
All right. So, and finally, there's an important summit of sorts featuring young business professionals. They're going to be in Lexington in May. It's called Emerge 14. What's the deal with that?
This is the inaugural Emerge Young Professionals Summit that was born out of the Commercial Lexington trip last year to Omaha, Nebraska, where we learned from some young professionals out there that have formed a solid group and do this large annual meeting that helps bring together the community's young professionals. And so that was wanted to be launched here. And what the organizers are aiming for in Lexington is a combination. One, while it is a young professional summit, the name Emerge has been put in there as reference to emerging leaders, so as to not box in if you're 45 years old and you want to come, by all means, go be part of this, help join this community. And so there's a number of panels, number of speakers that are going to be talking about different things that have been going on in Kentucky and helping to inspire organizations that we have around Lexington to start working together towards whatever it is that the young professionals decide they would like to see Lexington do and do better.
All right, I got to ask you, how are your brackets looking?
Well, we're both native Ohioans, and I know that we picked poorly on the very first game. I lost my $1 billion when my Buckeyes fell just short to the Dayton Flyers.
And my Bearcats went down in flames to the Harvard Brainiacs.
But the good news is I'm an Ohio University grad, and we haven't lost yet. It's because they didn't make the tournament, but that doesn't matter.
Eric Carlson's been our guest on BizLex Chat, and thanks again.
Absolutely. Thank you.